I'm practicing brahmacharya, but sometimes I find it a struggle. Okay, if it's too much of a struggle, you can't keep on, then go to a situation more suitable for your advancement. As Srila Prabhupada wrote in a purport in the 8th canto concerning Gajendra, because Gajendra was in the water, he was overcome by the crocodile. He wasn't in his natural habitat. So if one is in a situation which is not suitable for one's Krishna consciousness, then he can go to a situation which is more conducive for him according to his present psychophysical makeup. Brahmacharya, have a lot of problems, then get married. Right? I wrote that in the Brahmachari book. If you have so many problems, then you're in the wrong ashram. Brahmachari life means chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's understood everyone has some problems, but if you're so overwhelmed by problems that your mind is always disturbed, then you either have to rectify yourself pretty quickly, or maybe you have to adjust the situation. It may be that you're in some situation which is not suitable for you. Sometimes the temple leaders, they're not very fit for their responsibility. But then if you go, you go to one temple, another temple, another temple, and you find there are none of the places you can fit in, then you should go to the ashram of problems, which is the Grihastha ashram. Perfect seminar in Grihastha life is a perfect seminar in the Bhagavad Gita, in understanding that this world is dukhalayama shashvatam. It's miserable and temporary. That's after some time you realize that because it's temporary, it's good. At least there's some end to it at some point in time.